I'm joined by Katie Stryker, Bobby Traynor, after this afternoon's 2-1 win at Carl Shorten Athletic. Bobby, an amazing finale to the game. It seems to be the same work ethic that kept us going right to the end. I just asked Martin the same question. You know, it's that spirit of champions, really, isn't it? To keep going till the end, and we got our just rewards.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've always have to give it the gun under Dowson and Hamzy and Martin. You've always got to work your socks off. And you know, we've done that today, and eventually, you know, paid dividends. So we got the result, and you know, all the lads are pleased, and I think thoroughly deserved as well.
Did you feel at any stage, as the clock was ticking down, that it was slipping away from us somewhat?
I mean, I remember asking the ref how long was to go, and he think he told me about 22 minutes, and then at that time we really put a lot of pressure on him. I just thought we was going to nick something out of the game, but you know, very pleased to get the 3 points in the end because we did leave it late.
It was a brilliant finish for your first goal. As soon as you received the pass, was there anything on your mind other than hit it in the bottom corner?
No, I mean, it was drifting, it was coming away, so it's like it's always going to be first time on the old left swinger, but no, I was very pleased to see it go in.
And what about the second goal? It was definitely your goal, was it?
Of course it was, yeah.
I heard that Max is trying to claim it in the dressing room.
No, he wasn't. I mean, it was a great leap from him, a good header, but you know, there was a defender on the line, it was going straight on his chest. Not that I saw that at the time. It was coming straight at me, so I thought I'd help it on its way, and lucky I did, because even then he tried to handball it off the line, but it was too late, it was already gone past. So.
And was it your head or your shoulder that put it in?
Head.
Head, definitely.
That's where the criticism coming from. It was a clear header. Poacher's goal.
What was the message from the bench after the equaliser? Was it push on, we can get a winner here, or was it, you know, we'll take 1-1?
No, I don't think any time, you know, the management tried to stick with the 1-1. Once we got that important equaliser, the game's there for the taking, their heads are dropped. We still had about 5 minutes to go. So, yeah, I mean, as you can say, he took off fullback and put Cookie on, so that's intent was to go for the game. You know, we've done that, we've got the win, so it's, you know, hopefully we've turned a corner now. You know, that's two back-to-back wins against, you know, good teams. So if we can keep up that work rate, you know, we'll definitely win more than we lose, and hopefully climb our way back up the table where we should be.
Dowson certainly rung the changes the last couple of games. It seems we've had a bit of a difficulty stepping up to this level. Obviously you haven't, 5 goals already this season, you've stepped up to the plate. How have you found the higher standard of football this season? Is there a marked difference?
I mean, there is a difference, don't get me wrong. I mean, a lot physically and stronger, but I mean, with the players we had, I think it was more of a confidence issue. You know, the boys we got here still are, you know, very good players. They've all played at this level and higher, so there's no doubt that, you know, they can play at this level. It's just, I think it's a lack of confidence, and, you know, Dowson had to do something, and I think the fresh faces have livened everyone up, and the boys that are still here, you know, want they, you know, the confidence back, if they come back into a confident team, I'm sure that they'll show their qualities and make our team even stronger.
And how do you think the new players have fitted in? So far, obviously the results speak for themselves, but how have they fitted in the dressing room and things like that?
Yeah, the lads will crack on, and it's a good laugh. You know, I mean, so the boys have been around football a long time. They all know the score. I mean, it's, you know, you play for a team. You know, next year you might have to play for another one. It's just the way it is. I mean, a lot of the lads are fairly local, so everyone knows each other through different teams that they've played with. And yeah, the boys have really gelled. And it's good.
Sorry, you mentioned work rate a couple of questions ago. I thought you and Carl particularly worked hard today. You play alongside Carl. How much stick does he get from referees or not get from referees? The decision seems to go against him quite a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big lad and he's a strong lad. He helps support very well. Gets fouled an incredibly amount. But refs obviously don't see it because all they can see is his chest. But you know, when you see him from the back, he's getting pulled all over the place. But he's a, you know, he's a good strong lad, and he does ever so well for the team.
And do you think these last two results, 6 points, could be a real springboard to our season now and see us sort of go up the league?
Well, hopefully so. I'm sure we've climbed a few places since we were bottom of the tree with no points. I'm sure the 6 points has moved us right up. But yeah, it definitely gives you confidence. You know, I think beginning of the season these were one of the favourites. You know, we've come to their home ground and turned them over, and hopefully we can do the same. We just need to get on a run now, and I think the confidence levels will go up, and once our confidence is up again, we've got good enough players to, you know, push on, and we'll see where we go.
And particularly as a striker, they say confidence is the key as a striker. You missed a chance at the beginning of the second half, but it clearly didn't affect you the way you banged in the first and then the second as well. You must have been delighted with your two goals.
Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously I'm always delighted to score goals, especially more so that we got the 3 points. I think that was most important. Two goals, brilliant, but 3 points, 6 points in two games, and I think that's the main thing. Is, you know, it gives it a good buzz to the lads, and you know, you just need to keep pushing on and not rest on our laurels. Really, we've still got a long, hard season to go.